Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Yisro Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our fifth installment on Hilchos Mezuzah. A very common question is, when am I obligated to put my mezuzahs up in my house? So let's go step by step. When I buy a home, there's no concept of 30 days. I've bought the home. My plan is to live in the home for an extended period of time. My mezuzah obligation is from the outset. Now, there's an interesting question. What do we mean when we say from the outset? It could be from the point in which it's fit to live in. So if I buy a livable house from you, theoretically, if you go like that opinion, I should get up from the closing and run right over to the house and put up my mezuzos. That would theoretically be the thing. The other possibility is when I start living in the house. That seems to be the more common approach among people, that when they actually are ready to move into the house, that's when they put up their mezuzos. But either way, this is not a concept of 30 days. This is just from the beginning. The only question is, how do you define the beginning? Is the beginning when I own it and it's fit to live in, or is the beginning when I actually move in? Fine. What's the thing about 30 days? So it's very interesting. When I'm renting a house in the diaspora, in Chutz La'aretz, my obligation mezuzah kicks in after 30 days. So let's just think this through for a second. Why is that? So if it wasn't so, just imagine, every time I stayed in a hotel for a night, I would be obligated a mezuzah that night. I'd have to have my travel mezuzah. It would be kind of significant. So the idea is that we're not obligated in putting a mezuzah up if we're temporarily staying somewhere. We're obligated in putting a mezuzah up when we're living somewhere in a set kind of way. So what's the good barometer of a set kind of way? Once I'm living there 30 days, then I'm obligated in mezuzah. Now, that's in the diaspora, in the land of Israel. Even if one is renting, one is obligated in mezuzah from the outset. Why is that so? So since the whole idea of living in Israel and establishing land in Israel, establishing residence in Israel, is a mitzvah in its own right. So therefore, we give it more of a substance. And we say that if you're renting a property, you have an obligation from the first time you're there, let's say from when you move in, to have a mezuzah up. Again, in the diaspora, the obligation is only understood to kick in at 30 days. So there's an interesting question. Assuming for a moment that one is renting in the diaspora, again, when one bought in the diaspora, the obligation is from the outset. It's only when one is renting. When one is renting in the diaspora, there's a famous idea, which I think we've touched on already, that the mezuzah acts as a shmirah, acts as a protection of the home. So if indeed the mezuzah acts as a protection of the home, why in the world would a person want to wait 30 days to get that protection? So a very common practice when people are renting is they put up their mezuzos from the outset without a bracha. And that's not for the mitzvah of mezuzah. That's for the shmirah. That's for the protection. And then when day 30 comes, they take down one mezuzah. Pursuant to some of the topics we've discussed in the past, it should be a mezuzah that's clearly obligated to be placed with a bracha. They take down one mezuzah, let's say the mezuzah on their front door, and then they put it back up with a bracha. And that's the appropriate way to do it. So therefore, they've done the act of mitzvah with a bracha at 30 days, but they've had the protection given by the mezuzah from the outset. Just another sidebar, when a person buys a home, there is a concept of making a bracha on the purchase. If a person is buying a home for a family, not just for one person's own self, there'd be a special bracha of hatov v'meitiv, bracha to Hashem l'keinu machalom, hatov v'meitiv. When a person is buying a residence that one is living in alone, makes sense to make a bracha of shechianu. When does one make that bracha? So the common practice is to make that bracha when one is putting up the first mezuzah. So the same context that one is making the bracha on the mezuzah, one makes the bracha on the mezuzah, one puts up the mezuzah, and then one also makes the bracha of shechianu, hatov v'meitiv, depending on their circumstances. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.